policies and practices that cut climate-changing carbon emissions are not only good for the planet, they're good for our health, according to a series of papers just published in the British journal The Lancet. Driving less, walking more, reducing our household energy use, and modifying our diets can lessen the impact of global warming and improve our lives as well. The Lancet Health and Climate Change series highlights the health benefits that derive from cutting carbon emissions in four areas: household energy use, transportation, electricity generation, and agriculture. In each case, the articles compare business-as-usual scenarios with those that reach the emissions targets scientists say must be met to avert the devastating impacts of climate change. Research was conducted by an international team of scientists led by Andrew Haynes, director of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. In the household energy study, for example, the authors predict dramatic health benefits with the introduction of 150 million clean-burning cook stoves in India. Haynes says the initiative cuts emissions, lowers health costs, and saves lives.
And what we found there is that by 2020, we would avoid roughly 30% of the deaths from acute respiratory infections and from chronic airways disease, and a smaller proportion of deaths from ischemic heart disease. So overall, there might be perhaps 2 million or so avoided deaths over that decade by introducing that cookstove program.
In the transport study, authors focused on London and Delhi, India. Both showed substantial health gains from increased walking and cycling and reduced driving. The researchers found the strategy lowered the rate of heart attacks and strokes by 10 to 20% and depression by 5%. The third paper in the series looks at case studies of renewable electric power generation in the European Union, China, and India, where Haynes says a move to wind power or other alternative sources of energy would avert significant numbers of premature deaths.
By 2030, we might have perhaps over 90,000 in India, just under 60,000 in China, and somewhat under 10,000 in the EU. And the reason for that, of course, is that the levels of air pollution in India and China are higher than those in the EU. So if you reduce the levels of air pollution further by moving towards these new technologies, then obviously you're going to reduce the deaths further.
While the initial costs of these energy initiatives might be high, the authors conclude that their cost would be partially offset by the health gains and fuel savings. The Lancet series also addresses emission reduction strategies in the field of agriculture, which produces between 10 and 12% of global warming emissions. A study of the livestock industry in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and England concludes that a 30% reduction in meat animal production matched with a 30% reduction in consumption of animal products would not only slow climate change, but also prevent diet-related deaths. Andrew Haynes says the study focused on the links between heart disease and diets high in saturated animal fat.
And found that there would be substantial benefits in the UK, perhaps a 15% reduction, Sao Paulo, something about the same in the burden of disease, and that would translate into about 18,000 premature deaths averted in the UK and about 1,000 in Sao Paulo.
Haynes adds that the public health benefits would have been greater had the authors also included obesity and diet-related cancers. Lancet editor Richard Horton says the Lancet series seeks to strengthen the case for bold steps to reduce emissions by policymakers and negotiators in Copenhagen. Until now, he says, action on climate change has been stalled because of the perception that such efforts would mean unacceptable economic loss.
A loss economically because there has to be so much investment, a loss in the freedom, in the lifestyles that people have grown accustomed to, and a loss for those in low middle income countries because maybe their trajectory for development has to slow or go in a different direction.
Horton says the series seeks to show that aggressively addressing climate change can produce a net gain for individuals, households, and families.
The whole way we frame this climate change discussion politically has been wrong. And what we're saying is reframe it about the individual, about the family, and the benefits that can be delivered to the individual. And then you can begin to see an incredible political motivation for acting.
This new perspective, Horton adds, can help build public support for the otherwise unpalatable and politically difficult choices necessary to mitigate global climate change. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.